Hollywood Theater Group. My soul, sit thou a patient looker on. Judge not the play before the play is done. Her plot hath many changes. Each day speaks a new scene. The last act crowns the play.
Once again, you're the guests of the Hollywood Theater Group. The group consists of some of the finest actors and actresses in Hollywood who gather together each week to bring you an original radio drama. The play tonight has no name, but then again, a name is not essential. The story takes care of that. So join us now for the Hollywood Theater Group. The scene... the outside gate of a prison. The time, early morning. The heavy gates swing open. Framed in their bulk is the figure of a man, an old man. He blinks his eyes at a bright world from which he has been kept for 15 years. Then, with a pathetic cry of joy, he rushes into the outstretched arms of a girl.
Oh, Nancy. Nancy.
Oh, Dad. Dad.
Oh, let me look at you, Nancy. Let me see you. You've grown. You're a woman now.
Oh, Dad. How I've waited for this. Prayed for it. And now...
15 years. Long years, Nancy. Each one grayer than the past.
Oh, here, we can't stay here talking. Get in the car. We're going home. Coat, Dad.
Wait. Let me look around. Yes. It's our home. I've never seen it before this minute, but it's our home. No bars at the windows. No grime and soot. No tramp of guards.
I don't need all that. From now on, it's you and I. Oh, wait. Close your eyes. That's it. Now, open them.
Why? My violin.
Play it, Dad.
Play it? I haven't touched a string. I've had no music in those years.
Then have it now. Listen, you remember that song you played to me when I was a little girl? When I wouldn't go to sleep? Was I very bad?
Bad? No. You just wanted me to play for you. And you always had your way.
Can I have it now?
Well, I don't know.
Try.
All right. See.
That's it. That's it. Brahms' lullaby. Oh, it takes away all those lonely years. Oh, Dad. Dad.
Nancy. My little girl.
Thank you. sorry, I didn't know you had company.
Nancy, this is...
Tony Lewis. Me and your dad were boarders at the State Hotel, wasn't we, Britton?
How do you do,
Mr. Lewis? I was just going to fix dinner. Won't you stay?
Oh, Nancy, he...
What do you mean I can't? Sure I can. Hey, your old man sure wasn't putting on that grease when he talked about you in the Iron House. No wonder he kept chalking the days in the wall.
Oh, then you were... That is...
Sure, Nancy. And your dad was buddies. We split the same cell, didn't we, Britton?
Yes.
I just got out myself the other day. Your old man beat me to the gates by a month.
Won't you sit down, Mr. Lewis?
Oh, now, wait a minute. Is that the way for an old cellbilly's daughter to tag me? Call me Tony, that's my name.
All right, Tony.
Sure. Hey, Britton, we're all going to get along swell, you know? Nancy, I kind of figured out that maybe your old man was talking to the bars when he kept telling me that you was waiting for him outside. A lot of guys get stir nuts and cook up all kinds of stories, you know? But not your old man. He didn't put on the grease half enough.
Thank you. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'd better be getting things ready.
Sure, go ahead. If you need any help, just blow the whistle. I was in the dishwashing department up at the clink.
Well, I don't think I'll need any help. You stay here and talk with Dad.
Sure. Hey, Pops. I thought you was pulling a phony about your kid. A lot of guys do.
Never mind that. Why did you come here?
Come here? Well, you see, I kind of figured out that maybe an old stir pal would be glad to see the guy he was cooped up with for 15 years. And don't tell me you ain't.
No, I'm not, Tony. In this month, I've almost forgotten those 15 years. And I don't want anything to remind me of them.
Now, look if he ain't getting soft. Listen, Pops. Once a con, always a con. It gets in the blood.
Why did you come
now,
here?
Hold still. We'll get around to that later.
I want to know now or get out.
What are you doing, turning good boy? Now, listen, Dad. You was one of the niftiest penmen that ever shook ink. He's got a job for you. He can use you.
Get out, Tony.
I ain't had my supper yet. but we won't talk about that now. Maybe when you find that it ain't so easy for an ex-con, you'll be glad to turn your hand to a little trick or two, huh?
Nancy.
Yes, Dad?
I'm sorry about tonight, honey. About Tony, I mean.
Sorry? There's nothing to be sorry about. Did you think I was angry because one of your friends dropped in to see you? That was only natural. After all, he was with you for a long time, and you'd be glad to see him.
I wasn't glad to see him.
Oh, I know. I could tell that. But he won't come back again. I'm afraid you didn't make him very welcome. Let's forget all about it, shall we? We'll go to a movie.
Nancy, don't you have any friends? I mean, anyone you go out with?
Why, that's a funny question. Of course I do. Everyone has friends.
Well, I never see any of them. You're always home with me in the evenings. No one calls you. No one comes to see you.
Oh, Dad, why do you bring this up?
Nancy, look at me. Now tell me the truth. Is it because of me?
Because of you? Why, that's silly. I don't know what you mean.
Yes, you do. You'd bring someone here. You'd naturally have to introduce me. And they'd know what I am.
Was, Dad. Besides, there's no one I care that much about to care what he or she thinks. I know why you were sent to prison. I know why you forged those checks. Not because of yourself, but because of Mother. You needed the money, that was all. You gave up 15 years of your life to save her life.
Yes, and she died.
And so did you, for 15 years. But now you're alive again, and this time it's my responsibility.
I don't want to be that, Nancy. I don't want to be a responsibility.
Poor old Dad. He's imagining things again. Aw, come on. Get your hat and coat. We're going to a movie.
Hello. I said hello. Oh, please don't. I didn't mean to seem fresh.
Do you know you have hold of my arm?
Yes. Yes, I know. It's such a nice arm.
I'll call that policeman.
Oh, well, all right. We'll both call him. He's a particular friend of mine.
Let me go.
Oh, please wait. Let me explain. It won't take a minute. You wouldn't want to run away after I've been getting up courage for 2 weeks just to speak to you, would you?
2 weeks?
Every bit of it. You see, I came walking here in the park one evening, and here you were, feeding the ducks, and doing a very nice job of it, too.
And now, if you're quite through praising my ability to take care of the wildlife in this park, I've something very important to do, and I'll need my arm.
Oh, wait, please. I haven't finished. You see, I waited for some young man to join you because I couldn't imagine a beautiful girl like you feeding the ducks with no help. So I waited, but no young man came along. For 2 weeks, I skulked behind trees like an Indian. I watched and I waited, and still no young man. So I says to myself, there is no young man, which is just as it should be for Richard Brett. Oh, say, you're smiling.
I am not. What you see is...
It is a smile. Now we're getting someplace. You almost laughed.
At you.
That's an opening. Get them to laugh at you.
I'd like to remind you that you still have hold of my arm.
You know, if you promise not to run away, I'll let you have it back.
All right. People are staring at me.
Well, good for them. Now, there's your arm. Now, how about taking mine and strolling through the park with me, huh?
You're very sure of yourself, aren't you?
I give you my word of honor that I'm not. It's just my very bashfulness that makes me talk this way. I've got to talk fast to keep from falling over in a dead faint at the very idea of talking with you after 2 weeks.
All right, I'll walk with you, but only to the edge of the park. Then I'm going home.
Oh, excellent. I'm even going to find out where you live.
Oh, no, you can't do that. I mean...
What's the matter? Don't you have a home?
Well, of course. Now, if you're going to walk, come along. I can't stand here all evening.
Righto. Shoulder, arms, and away we go.
Nancy.
Yes, Dad. You asleep?
No, I was a little worried. You were out a little later than usual.
Oh, I took in a movie.
We?
I slipped, didn't I?
A little. Who is he?
What makes you think it's a he?
Because if you'd said we in the first place, then it would have been a girl. Who is he?
Well, his name is Richard Brett. I met him this evening. In the park.
In the park. You know anything about him, Nancy?
There now, you're worrying already. Oh, don't worry, Dad. I shan't ever see him again. He's one of the freshest, most conceited persons I've ever met. I'll tell you all about it.
Which means that he's not fresh and he's not conceited. All right, you tell me all about it. It can be my bedtime story.
Right. Well, I was feeding the ducks, and suddenly someone said hello. And there he was, my son. And
so there's the whole story.
Oh, Dick. You're one of the biggest liars I've ever met.
Why, Nancy, you've wronged me. What I've told you is the truth.
I'll accept it as such for a while.
Nancy, you feel like being serious for a minute?
Serious? Well, that depends upon what you mean by serious.
Well, I want to talk about us.
Oh, about us?
Yes. Nancy, we've known each other for 2 months now. Those 2 months have been swell.
You're going away.
Oh, the way you said that. Would you care?
I think I would.
I'm not going away. What I wanted to know is... Will you marry me?
Marry you?
Yes.
Wait, Dick. You don't know anything about me. All you know is my name, and that doesn't mean a thing to you. Does it?
Your name? What else should it mean but that it belongs to the sweetest girl in the world?
I
do want you to marry me, Nancy. I've told Mother and Dad, and they want to meet you.
Oh, I see. Well, what have you told them?
That you're the sweetest girl in the world. Or did I say that before? And that I...
Dick, there's something you've got to know. I know your father and mother. They're one of the finest families in the
city. Yeah, skeletons in the closet and everything. So what?
Do you think they'd like you to marry me?
Well, what's the matter with you?
Oh, nothing, nothing, but do you think that they'd like you to marry the daughter of a man who spent 15 years in prison?
I think I had an uncle once who was hanged.
Oh, Dick, be serious, please.
I am. Do you think it makes any difference to me what your father was or is? Does that affect you being just you?
Oh, you say that, yes, but they'll think differently. So differently that everything I do will look strange to them. Your friends, Dick. What would they think?
I wouldn't call them friends if they didn't think the same as I.
But, Dick...
Wait. Let me talk with Mother and Dad. I'll make them understand.
Oh, if you can.
I will. But you haven't answered my question, Nancy. Will you marry me?
I... Yes.
Oh, gee, I'm glad that's over. You know, ever since the first evening in the park, I've wondered how I was going to get around to asking you. But, you know, it wasn't so bad after all. Now let's dance, shall we?
Nancy. Oh, Nancy. Oh, Nancy, darling. But...
Oh, I didn't hear you come in, Dad.
Huh. What's the matter, dear?
Nothing. Nothing's the matter.
You're crying?
No, I'm not. I'm just nervous and upset, that's all.
You and Dick, you have a quarrel?
No. Of course not.
Look at me. There. Now, what is the matter?
Oh, you ought to know what's the matter. You were right when you said I couldn't bring friends here. You were right when you said I'd be ashamed. I've tried to keep myself from thinking that. I thought I could sacrifice everything for this freedom of yours. But I can't. I can't sacrifice something that I can't let go of.
Nancy.
He told me. His mother and father won't.
I see. Nancy, I'm sorry.
Sorry? What good does that do? Oh, Dad. Don't look at me that way. I didn't mean a word I said. I swear I didn't. I didn't mean a word of it. I don't care. I'm just upset now. I just don't know what I'm saying.
Nancy. My little Nancy.
Well, how do you like, Dad?
Tony. How much does it cost to go away, far away?
What are you talking about? How much does it cost? Depends on how far you want to go.
Well, how much would Willie pay me for that little job?
Coming around at last, huh? Can't stay away from it. I told you that when the going got tough, you'd be glad to turn a trick. Couldn't get a job, huh?
Tony, shut up. Whatever my reasons are for doing this, they're none of your business. If I'm willing to do this job for Willie, that's all you should know. Now, where is he?
Okay. Don't get all steamed up. He's in the other room. But listen, this is ticklish stuff, see? So if you're pulling a phony, planning a double cross, you'll get filled so full of slugs you won't have pallbearers. You'll need a derrick. Come on, Pop.
Nancy.
Hello, Dad. What are you doing?
Nothing. You came home early.
Dad, what is all this?
Why, it's nothing you'd understand at all, Nancy.
What are you writing? What are you doing with all these blank checks? Dad.
Oh, let me alone. Do you think I like sitting in this house, saving a penny here and a penny there, and until I almost went crazy? Oh, Nancy, please get out of here.
Dad.
Will you?
Oh, Dad.
Don't look at me like that, Nancy. Oh, what the devil made you come home early for it anyhow? Another 5 minutes and I'd have been finished. Sneaking in on me.
Oh, I didn't sneak in. Dad, you can't do this. After what we've gone through...
Gone through? What do you know about what we've gone through? Do you think it was fun to sit here day after day, knowing that I couldn't get a job, knowing that wherever I went, people would say, there he goes, convict, jailbird. Well, I'm going to make some easy money and get out of here.
What good would that do?
Why, you'd be rid of me. That's what you want, isn't it?
But, Dad, would it make it any easier for me?
I don't care if it makes it any easier for you or not. That Richard fellow wants to marry you, doesn't he? Well, he'll marry you in spite of his mother and father. That's what you want, isn't it?
Oh, Dad, you're so foolish. You're doing this for me to make me happy. You think you can make me hate you enough to let you go?
I don't think anything of the kind. All I want is the chance to get away from here.
Oh, no, Dad, no. Do you want to go back to prison? Do you want those 15 years all over again? Do you?
Oh, stop it, Nancy,
oh,
stop it.
I'm not going to let you do it. I'm not.
But I've got to do it.
Dad, it's not going to be this way.
It's got to be this way.
Oh, please, Dad, please.
It's Tony.
Tony.
Oh, yeah. Ain't finished yet, huh?
I told you to stay away from here, not to come here, Tony.
Willie thought I might keep an eye on you. Let that girl out of here.
No.
Get out, kid, before you get hurt.
He's not going to do this. He's not.
That's what you think. Move out.
Yes. Get out, Nancy.
No. No. No, I won't.
Now, listen. I didn't come here to muck you around, see? I want them checks. Willie wants them tonight, and I'm going to get them now. Push that pen, Dad. Push it.
He's not going to do it.
Be careful. You might hurt somebody with that pea shooter.
Get out.
Now, wait a minute, sister. You're barking the wrong way. Now, nobody's going to get hurt. I came for them checks, and I'm going to get them. Now. You wouldn't want to get hurt, would you?
Look out, Nancy. Look out. Nancy, you...
Killed him.
Nancy.
Dick, why did you come here?
I've been here for every day of the trial. I didn't ask to see you because, well, I thought I'd wait. I didn't think you wanted to see me.
And now?
Nancy, I want to tell you something, and I want you to believe me. It's the truth. No matter what the verdict would have been, guilty or not guilty, I would have come to you.
I know, Dick. I believe you. And now that I'm free...
Well, my first offer still holds good. I still want you to marry me.
I've got to change my answer, Dick. This time it has to be no.
But, Nancy,
don't you see, Dick, what it would be? Perhaps someday we'd have a quarrel. There'd be heated words and something you wouldn't mean to say would be said. Convict's daughter killed a man.
But the jury, the judge...
Extenuating circumstances. No, Dick. This is goodbye.
Oh, no, Nancy. Nancy, come back. Nancy.
Home again, Dad.
Nancy. I've always made a mess of things, haven't I?
I don't think so, Dad.
But, Dickie...
Dad, you forgot about 15 years... I guess I can forget about a few weeks or months.
Oh, Nancy.
Here. Your violin. Play to me, Dad. What you played when I was a very bad little girl. Lullaby.
an original play presented for you by the Hollywood Theater Group. In the cast were Martha Wilkerson, Howard Culver, and Frank Gerstel. The play was produced by Mort Werner, with technical effects by Robert Roderick.